Okay.
I think the beach represents cool.
Okay, I think we're wrong in saying that the white is like representing the good part of it, because the conch shell was like all multicolored in the beginning, and then as it like went on, it progressively got whiter and whiter, and so it's saying like it got worse, and like the civilization was slowly like slipping away, and then whenever it got to the point where the conch shell like shattered, and then it was switched out with like this bleach white skull, it's showing like how bad the society actually got.
Can you please back that up in the text?
No, I don't have any text to back it up now.
I think the glasses are power, since they like fight over them. They keep trying to, they take the glasses like their power, and then they want it back, so, because whoever has the glasses holds ignition for fire, and so.
Yeah, because as soon as Piggy's glasses were stolen, soon after, his power vanished, and so did he by dying.
And I think that the huts on the beach were their attempt at civilization, because they, like, never got around to it. They just started building it, and then no one else wanted to finish it, and they just talk.
Oh, well, I don't want to interrupt.
Don't tell me.
Oh.
No, you said something about glasses. You said that they represent power.
Yeah.
What would the fire represent to you? Like, I'm just curious, because...
I don't know.
You don't know?
Okay, the long term, it should be hope.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I
hope.
Have. That it's hope.
Okay.
If the fire is hope, how could the glasses be power?
Okay, so Piggy and Ralph. They represent.
Stick with the topic. Yeah. Don't change
I
it.
I think that the glasses represent hope, because it's hope for the fire. So I don't.
But the
so
fire,
it's like double
is it,
hope.
No, the glasses.
Yes. But the fire is. I think the fire represents something else, and the glasses are the hope for what the fire represents.
Or the glasses are power, and they have the power to create hope.
But the fire is hope, because it's like, if they keep the fire going, the ship can see them.
Yeah. I kind of thought fire was like the hope of salvation, and then the glasses were just like control. Everybody wanted them.
Okay.
Which basically leads to that power.
Oh. I just think the glasses are power. Like, just simply power.
I'd like to direct our attention to Ralph and Piggy. I think those two represent a constant view of how civilization should be on the island. And how they're like balanced, and like Piggy's like really smart, and he can always like come up with like the right decision for Ralph to make. And Ralph is the leader. Anybody else disagree with that?
But then you could also kind of include Sam and Eric in that, but then they kind of like leave. It's like they wanted, they wanted to be in civilization, but they didn't have a choice.
Yeah, I think Sam and Eric represent like they'll always do what the group does, and they always get pressured into doing different things based on what they do. Like, they always cooperate with themselves.
Yeah, but what Sam and Eric do, they do almost the same thing, so Sam and Eric could represent unity.
Yeah, like cooperation with themselves. Unity between themselves.
Yeah, because they always, like, talk with each other before they make a decision.
Alright, I'm gonna give you guys a chance to switch if you wish.
Okay, yeah, I think you should switch. I think you're gonna go. I think you are gonna go.
One word for you.
Okay.
Alright, attention in 3, 2, 1.
Destroy.
And you guys have 2 more minutes.
Okay.
Okay, I would like to direct our attention to what we think Castle Rock could represent, because our group thinks it could represent like hierarchy and or like monarchy about who has power and how everyone falls like under them, because Jack has the power, then he gives like Roger the power of like with the ladder and the lever with the rock, that like, you know. You don't, what do you think it represents?
I don't know, but it's not that.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense.
I mean, yeah, it does.
It does not make sense.
Like a castle rock, like it's bigger, and then at the top of the pyramid's Jack, and then other people have less and less power going off of that.
What do you think it means,
Zach? I can hear you. Well,
okay.
And back to Simon and how he could represent a religious figure or the good in people, because typically a religious figure is seen as the good in people and things like that. Our group thinks that his place could kind of be like the ideal afterlife, kind of like how he goes off like by himself and like is like gets like becomes like he gets like happier and like with all the light and things, and he's like alone, and he like, I can't explain it, but if you think about it, it makes sense.
I'm not saying that I think this is true, but it seems like that Simon was like, if he was going to be a religious figure, like Jesus, because he like dies, and then like the naval officer could be like God, because he comes back and helps them.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Okay.
And with that, we're going to stop, because we're almost out of time. Clear a few things up, make sure everybody is on the right track.